Item number 13, proposal to amend Chapter 4 VAC 295010, Seabass. Sorry, go ahead, sir.
Good evening, Commissioner, members of the Commission. My name is Alex Aspinwall, and this is a public hearing to amend Chapter 4 VAC 20-950-10 pertaining to black sea bass to consider the establishment of a February 2019 recreational black sea bass fishery and to modify the recreational black sea bass permitting requirements. The proposed 2019 season extends from May 15th through December 31st, but any harvest from a February fishery would lessen the number of fishing days during the May 15th through December 31st period. So to recap, NOAA opened federal waters in February of 2018, and both Virginia and North Carolina opted into the February black sea bass fishery. And in doing so, were responsible for reporting catch estimates and collecting biological data. So as a result of our monitoring efforts in 2018, we had just over 400 people obtain a recreational black sea bass permit. Those individuals reported 64 trips. Of those 64 trips, VMRC was able to sample 9 of those, a lot of them being head boats and some private boats. Those permittees reported 2,715 fish, or approximately 6,459 pounds. So moving to February of 2019, a similar situation. However, the board and the council have made it very clear that any states that wish to participate in the February fishery will be responsible for accounting for February harvest by making mid-season adjustments this year. So the table that's in front of you, what it is doing is it's looking at using our last year's estimate of February harvest, which is 6,459 pounds, as an estimate to see how many days would we have to forfeit by wave to account for the 6,459 pounds. So if we would have to forfeit 14 days in both wave 3 or wave 5. If we wanted to take days from wave 4, it would be 29 days. And from wave 6, it would be more, it'd be 41 days. We had a FinFish Management Advisory Committee meeting 2 weeks ago. There was a quorum, and they did make a recommendation to approve a 2019 February black sea bass fishery. The second part of this public hearing is modifying the permitting requirements. And so what we're asking is that only the captain or the operator of that vessel has to have that recreational black sea bass permit. Similar to the way we have it set up for cobia, cow fishing grouper, and our spring trophy striped bass fishery. And so what's highlighted and bolded in red would be the new language. We're also asking that the captain or operator of vessel be responsible for reporting all activity. And that includes the number of trips that were taken to the February fishery, how many fish were caught, how many fish were released, and if there was no participation, that they notify the commission of that lack of activity. And lastly, we ask that the permittee be responsible for contacting law enforcement operations before or immediately after the start of each fishing trip. And what this will allow for staff is for us to concentrate our efforts on areas where we expect the most landings to occur on a day-to-day basis. And that'll help us collect more biological information. And so in summary, we have a recommendation for a 2019 February black sea bass fishery by the FinFish Management Advisory Committee. We're also asking for changes that would require the captain or operator of the vessel to obtain the recreational black sea bass permit, and that the captain or operator of the vessel contact law enforcement operations before or immediately after the start of each fishing trip. We have received 2 public comments. One is in your evaluation packet. One was this morning that we just handed out, the commissioner handed out. And the public notice for this advertisement can also be found in your evaluation packet. Staff recommends that the commission approve the amendments to Chapter 4, 20-950-10, If approved, these amendments would establish a February 2019 recreational black sea bass fishery and modify the recreational black sea bass permitting requirements. And with that, I'll take any questions.
Any questions of Mr. Aspinwall by members of the commission? Mr. Ballard?
Did you state that prior to fishing, the captain has to notify VMRC that he's going on a fishing trip that day?
That's correct.
Do we have many fisheries like that that you have to actually call in and say I'm going from a recreational perspective?
Not that I'm aware of, no.
Okay.
Yeah, so before we asked that they contact us coming back to landing, but we believe that they contacted us before or just after that we could focus our efforts. So if there's 10 people saying they're going fishing, six are going, they're going to land in Rudy Inlet, two are going to land in Little Creek, and two are going to land in Lynn Haven, we can really focus our efforts on Rudy Inlet.
I'm going to add something here. This is a different fishery in that we don't have the typical marine recreational information program out canvassing anglers. And the other part of that is it's on staff to document for the both the Mid-Atlantic Fishery Council and for the ASMFC that we have come up with our best estimates possible of the harvest during this fishery. This has been a ongoing situation for us since 2013 when we wanted a fishery in Virginia and along the coast if they wanted to. And then last year there was great interest by New Jersey and us and North Carolina, but the only states that participated were Virginia and North Carolina. So we have to do the work of what the federal government would normally do in terms of the law enforcement and also in part of the telephone, which used to be telephone, but the mail-outs for the survey. So it's high emphasis, and we know that in order to continue this, which is a valued fishery in Virginia at this time of year, that we have to have really good information. And staff asked the Mid-Atlantic Council and the ASMFC, how did you like 2018, what we did there for both law enforcement and biological sampling, and what else do we need to do? And there was just sort of a quiet for about a minute or two, and finally someone said, well, you know, please just do what you're doing. So that's why we're doing all this. It is unusual for a recreational fishery, but it's important that we have this fishery, and we'll, you know, we'll pitch in and do what we can.
Further questions?
Well, just a comment.
Dr. Neal?
This is a fishery that we used to have that was taken away from us. And we've been asking to get back for years. And I said this last year, and I'm just Rob, what you've done for us to get this fishery back, you and the other Virginia representatives, we really appreciate it. And I'm also gratified that the numbers that I found at Thin Fish, that what we did last year, providing that data, doing the call-in stuff, it was actually accepted and actually used by the fisheries management. That's showing you're doing a good enough job. They can't ignore your numbers, which I thought was very gratifying. That's it.
Further questions? I may have missed something along the way about the number of days in different waves. Okay, can you help me out a little bit on that one?
Well,
and I mean, is that, I know based on what Dr. Neal said, it's been one of those fisheries that, you know, been trying to get.
It used to be January and February.
I'm sorry?
It used to be January and February, the entire 2 months.
Okay.
What happened was NOAA two and a half years ago, said, well, you know what? We're going to start an LOA program. That's letter of authorization where any state can write to us, tell us how many participants, and we'll manage everything. After a year, NOAA started to backtrack and said, we can't do this. And then after we had our fishery last year, and North Carolina did, but didn't have any harvest that was recorded, NOAA more or less said, well, we're not going to pursue this letter of authorization. So until we hear further, this will be our situation in Virginia that we'll just have February. You know, we do ultimately hope that MRIP is able to sample during wave one in Virginia and other states so that we can have information. Our striped bass fishery, which has not been stellar on the coastal waters for several years, that also could use that MRIP sampling. So,
okay. So how do we determine, as far as the days forfeited, how do you determine what's... There you go.
Yeah. So what I did is, and this methodology was approved by the TC as well,
okay,
is that we'll use the average landing from the last 2 years,
mm-hmm,
which is 22,835 pounds.
Okay.
And then you divide that by how many days are in the wave to get a daily landings rate.
Okay.
And then you figure out with the daily landings rate, how many days would it take to account for the 6,459 pounds. So in the instance of wave three, 14 days with this daily landings rate would account for 6,802 pounds.
Okay, then how do you determine then which days specifically are going to be forfeited?
That is, well, we provided this.
Recommendations.
Just okay.
FMAC had a
recommendation. Okay.
It wouldn't be for this commission meeting, but the FMAC did recommend that we take the first 14 days from wave three.
Okay. Well, I'm just trying to get the big picture. That's all. Inquiring minds want to know. Any further questions? Okay. This is a public hearing. Anyone out there, pro or con? Yes, sir. Come forward, please, sir. Support, sir. Are you in supporter?
Yes.
Okay. Do you state your name for the record, please?
Wes Blow, Recreation.
Hey, Wes. Okay, got it right there. I'm sorry.
I strongly support this. It's a fishery that we lost quite a few years ago that's very important to the winter fishery. There's nothing else practically to fish for, so it would be a good thing to have. I understand that we have to pay back, but, you know, when we have to pay back, it's at a time when we have plenty of other stuff to fish for. Like Mr. Neal said, that Rob fought very hard to get this back to us. You know, going into last year, we thought this year we were going to have January and February available, but they cut us back to just having February available. So I feel that it's important for Virginia to have this time, because if we don't take it this year, next year they're going to come back and say, you didn't want it last year, you just don't need it at all. So I think it's very important for us to have this season.
Yeah, your letter is very compelling. Thank you for taking time to write it to us. Appreciate it.
As far as the call-in stuff, it was very easy last year. That wasn't a burden. It worked very good.
Thank you, sir. Anyone else? There being none, the matter is before the commission for action. Mr. Ballard?
Move to approve staff recommendation.
Is there a second? Second by Mr. Minor. Further discussion? All in favor of the motion, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carries. Good job, Alex. Thank you.